Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transition. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Another week down. Before I know it, I'm going to be back on the East Coast. This trip has really been for me a self-discovery journey, and it's all about the battle between who I think I should be and the person I want to be. And they're not too far off right now. This pivot has really helped me swing more to the person who I want to be and doing the stuff I want to do. It is just letting go of that fear of what I think others are going to think of me, right? It's that perception, and I teach how to pivot the perception, right? You teach best what you need to learn the most. And I know how to change my perception. And I know that what I think people are going to think of me is just all in my head. That's not reality. But it's about letting that go and embracing who I want to be. And who I want to be is the full-time writer and the full-time speaker. That's who I want to be. Versus I've been on this journey, I've built this brand around a corporate life setting about, okay, if I'm in the corporate world, this is how I want people to perceive me. And as a writer, it is so multidimensional because I have business books ideas, I have story ideas, and it's just how do you merge those two together without someone having that perception of, oh, well, she wrote a story on X, she must be this type of person, where it's no, I am multidimensional. I have all these different interests, all these different motivations, and all these different stories that I want to share. See me as that person versus just one dimensional. So that's, in all honesty, that's what I've been going, the struggle I've been going through. And this leads me up to today's guest, which I am so excited. She is so full of energy and full of bright light. Like, her light shines bright, and I'm so excited I had the opportunity to talk to her. Today's guest, Buffy McCoy Kelly, founder and CEO of Tattoo Projects. The firm has been named Ad Age's Small Agency of the Year, a top woman-owned business, and landed twice on the list of fastest-growing businesses in Charlotte, the nation's fastest-growing city. She has also been named Woman Extraordinaire by Business Leader, Genius on Paper by Communication Arts, and is one of the top 25 working mothers in advertising by Working Mother Magazine, and she runs it. Buffy is absolutely incredible. I am so excited for all of you to hear her story of how she broke free of who she thought she had to be, the person she thought she had to be, versus who she wanted to be and what she wanted to do. And she went for it. Absolutely love it. Everyone, please welcome Buffy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Yeah, same here. And let's just get right into it. You are the founder and CEO of Tattoo Projects. So one, share a little bit about what Tattoo Projects is. And two, how did you start the company? What were you doing before the company? Take us through your story.
Awesome. So, well, I'll start with my family. I come from a really big, very close family, one whose name you may have heard of. the McCoys. You may recognize that name from the infamous Hatfield and McCoy feud. We do have a place in American history. So, so, you know, those are my people. Those are my people. And I got started in the advertising industry. I had just a deep love of junk mail as a kid. So as I mentioned, I come from a rural background. I know, it's kind of crazy. I come from a rural background, and it was a really big moment when the mail would come. And I remember I would compete with my brothers and sisters to see who could get down the hill first to get to the mailbox to get the mail. And for me, it was always really exciting to get the catalogs and all of the direct mail pieces. And it just seemed like they were just so magical, all of the colors and all of the pictures and stuff. And that's what ultimately led me to pursuing a career in the advertising industry. So fast forward a few years later or many years later, and then I found myself in the industry. And I started off as a copywriter, and I worked for different agencies like Houston, Herstek, Favat in Boston. I was for many years a creative director for Neiman Group. And then I founded my own place in 2006, Tattoo Project. And here we are today. And I have a fantastic team of thinkers and doers. We have people with a very diverse skill set. We spend our days together solving problems and hoping to shape culture in our own little way.
All right. So why the name Tattoo Projects?
So the root of the name, it's really about helping clients to leave an impression, leave a lasting and enduring impression with the work that they put out there, just like a tattoo. So other things are, you know, a tattoo is about creativity. It's about self-expression. It's bold. It makes a freaking statement. It gets a reaction. And often there's a really great connection when people see it. So really being able to put a stamp on something and being able to say, we're leaving a mark here. That was the root of the name.
I love it. It makes a statement.
Thank you. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes I think we got into the wrong business because I get so many phone calls at our shop for people who are looking for a tattoo. And our place is really cool and looks awesome from the outside, like at night when you drive by. And we get people who pull up constantly and they think they can come in and get a tattoo. So I'm often like, maybe I took the wrong turn here.
Yeah. Or this could just be the expansion of your company.
There you go. Yeah.
So now I know that you combine arts and sciences together when you hire, you know, individuals to work at your company. So how are you able to combine two drastic different industries and areas of focus?
Everything that we do for our clients, all of the communications pieces that we do, for as crazy as we may seem or look from the outside, everything that we do is very grounded in strategy. In today's media culture and media climate, we have a wealth of data available to us. It's science. I mean, it just comes down to being able to hone in on exactly the right target audience at exactly the right time. And we have some phenomenal data scientists who are able to help us get to that magical sweet spot so that we can then create beautiful messaging and impactful messaging for them. I'm a big believer in everything that we set forth, we are fully accountable for it. And I'm a big believer in approaching all of the work that we do with an academic mindset. And and then having some fun along the way.
So what was that moment for you when you decided, you know what, I'm going to go out on my own and give it a try and start your own company?
That moment was when, this is going to sound kind of crazy, but it was when I felt like I could do it better than the way it was currently being done. Looking back on it now, you know, many, many years later, I've been very blessed. I'm very, very fortunate with the successes that I've had with my company. But I look back on it, and in 2006, I felt like there are so many things that weren't done well in our industry, and I thought I could change it and make it better. And in many respects, I have been able to do just that for my little world and for the people whom I employ and the people whom I serve. And, you know, I saw advertising and marketing back in 2006 when the company was founded. I saw it as, I felt that there were many people in our industry who were contributing content to the culture, and they maybe weren't realizing how big a contribution that was. I also felt that the relationships between clients and agencies, they were often so commoditized with everything was based around hours and time, and not so much based around the project, and not so much based around that an idea can't often be measured in incremental hours. And so my previous business partner and I, we started this company with the idea that we would just do projects, hence the name, Tattoo Projects, and that we would be focused on the big idea, the creative moment, and less about the hours and the commoditization of the industry. One of my favorite projects, one that I'm really proud of, let's say that, one that I'm really proud of, and when I recognized that what I was doing really mattered, was many years ago when I had the opportunity to work on an anti-tobacco campaign. And part of my contribution to the project, I remember being in a research focus group setting, and we were targeting young women who were pregnant and smokers. The goal of the project was to create communications to get them to understand that smoking would harm an unborn baby. And while it seems really simple and clear to us, it wasn't always that way, or it didn't land that way for many of these young women in their lives. I remember being in this research focus group setting and seeing these young girls being exposed to the ideas, the work that I had created to get their feedback, and seeing them actually moved by messaging that I had created to get them to change their mind. And I remember the feeling of great value that I had in the world with that. Something that's so important, and that I could take my skill set and create a message that would help to move them to make a monumental change in their lives that was for good. And that was just a really awesome moment that I yeah. have never forgotten.
Ah, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So how has your story evolved, or how have you pivoted your story from the time that you started the company to, okay, we're going to give this a shot, to now I'm a boss lady running the advertising marketing world?
One of the things that I always come back to, because my career has had lots of ups and downs. The ad industry is not known for being an easy industry, and that's one of the things that makes it so awesome and so fun. But it chews a lot of people up and spits them out, that's for sure. And one of the things that keeps me in the game and helps me to be successful is I always come back to my core. I always come back to the midline. I always come back to my center. And when I find that things are moving too fast or getting too big or maybe going in a direction that I didn't really want to go, I always take the time to come back to myself, get regrounded, refocused on what my core beliefs are, what really matters to me, and then from that place of grounding, I can go big. And you know, a lot of that comes from I'm a yoga teacher, and I have a Yoga Alliance certification, and when I'm not running an ad agency and taking care of my family, I teach yoga in the community. And there's a saying in yoga. It's this fundamental idea that we root in order to rise. And that's really part of who I am, with my business and how I interact with people, and what I feel has really led to success for me. And it's always coming back to the core, and always coming back to what really matters to me. And then once I'm rooted, then I can rise.
I love that. Absolutely
Thank
love
you.
that.
Hey,
Yeah.
and you know what? When I teach my classes and I have students who are scared, and they're going to try a new move, and they're not sure about it, it's one of the things that I get to see in action on a regular basis, like showing people, reminding people, root down, pull everything into the midline, trust your core, and then go for it. And it's the same in the body as it is out in the world, in our relationships, and in life. So I love it.
How do you find time to do all of this?
Oh my God, I don't know. You know, I say to people, I just said this to, actually just this morning, because I have a my business. I'm very committed to the cultivation of talent among women in our industry. It's very important to me. And I just had a meeting this morning where I reminded my leadership team that we are always busy, but we always have time. And we always have time, especially for young women who are looking to grow in this industry. And if they take the time to reach out to us, to connect with us, then we have the time to connect back with them, even if it's only a handful of minutes. And you know, and I kind of feel like that just in general. There are some things that are really important to me to contribute and to be involved with, and I'm always busy, but I always have time.
Yep. And that's the only way to look at it, right? You make time for
Yeah.
what's important. Yeah.
As a female entrepreneur and a top woman-owned business, and seeing and dealing with the gender gap, what is something you would tell women going into this field?
Something that I always tell women in the field who want to be in the field, or I tell them, do not compromise. And that's not said in an ugly, negative way. It's all of us have unique offerings. And if a role is right, then it's right. And if it's not, it's not. And I often see young women in this industry specifically over the years giving up a lot of things to try to get ahead and trying to fit in a way that isn't exactly, it isn't good, it isn't right. And I encourage people, women, to not make those compromises, to come back to their own authentic core and to make their decisions from there. Let me give you an example. So, and this is a me example. So, early in my career, I had some advice from someone I really looked up to, and someone who was really successful. And she told me that I needed to change my name if I wanted to be taken seriously in the business. And
what?
That if I want, I know, right? Okay. So I'm the first to admit I got a kind of a goofy name, you know. I go by Buffy. My full name is Buffany Raylene. So I get it that it's it's not a powerful sounding name, but this person who I really looked up to and viewed as a mentor, she told me that I needed to change my name if I wanted to be taken seriously. And, you know, I thought about it for like 5 minutes probably. And, and I had to, it really shook me that this would even be an option, that I would even be guided by someone who was successful to do something so inauthentic. And I ultimately obviously didn't take that advice. But I think about how many women in our industry do take advice that's ill-advised, and they forget their foundation and they forget their core and they make compromises. So that's something that I always talk a lot about, and those who spend time around me, they know that I stand for what I stand for.
Yeah.
I love that. And I also like how you said root to rise too, and you keep going back to the word core.
Yeah.
Okay, so yoga is my side hustle and my passion, and I'm a longtime practitioner of yoga. It's a daily thing for me, and I find that it's made me a better leader. It's made me a smarter, more empathetic human. And interestingly, I find myself making lots of correlations and parallels to the body and breath work that comprises the asana and pranayama of yoga. There are a lot of parallels to just life pivots and moves and changes and things. And the yoga mat in the body is a really great place to learn how to center, to learn how to ground, to learn how to slow, and then to do things that you never thought you could possibly do. It's a really wonderful place where I collect my energy, and I collect my thoughts, and it's something that I feel really grateful to have.
Someone came to you stating that they were about to pivot in their career. What would be three essential steps you would share to help make that pivot successful?
So this is something I can definitely, this is a daily thing for me. I spend a lot of time talking about this kind of stuff with folks, happily. So the first thing is, I'm a broken record here, but this is, you know, no shit. The first thing is I tell them, know what your core is. And if you don't know, then you need to take the time to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And you owe yourself that type of authenticity. So I've had a lot of conversations like that with especially young women who are looking to get into this kind of business, or folks who want to make a change and things like that. That is the first thing that I talk about with them. The next thing is plan up front to fall on your face. And I feel like that is a must for part of the plan and the process. Okay, if you think about it, when you are pivoting, whether it's, I don't care what it is in life, relationship, business, it doesn't matter. When you're pivoting, if you expect that to make a big move of any kind is going to be executed perfectly, then you're going to feel like a failure if you stumble, or you're going to feel like a failure if you fall out of it. And things are not going to go as planned. They never, ever do. And that's part of the awesomeness of life. And I feel it's really important for people to remember that there's a big difference in failing and in falling. And pivoting, you know, just going back to body mechanics, pivoting is about making a move. You can expect to stumble. You can expect to fall. Go ahead and plan for it.
Right.
That's something that I feel is is really important and kind of fun. Can I give you an example real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
So this is fun. I seem to always tie everything back to yoga. I'm very it's a really big part of my life. I teach workshops to yogis, and I teach a handstand workshop. And one of the things when people come in to learn handstands, they're scared. They're afraid they're going to fall over, especially, you know, when we're grown adults and we don't want to, you know, kick our feet up in the air and fall flat on our back, maybe. So what I do is I take all of the cushions, the bolsters for the yoga practice, and put them in the middle of the room, and then have all of the workshop participants kick up into a handstand, and I hold on to them. And then I let them go, and they have to feel what it feels like to fall into the cushion, to fall all the way over and hit the floor. And it's so fun and so freeing and so scary, and it just goes ahead and gets that out of the way. And I feel like people think they're going to learn how to do some new move, and they think they're not going to fall. They think, you know, they're going to be scared of falling. We just go ahead and factor it in. We even put it right out front, and we handle it right up front. And I feel like that's really important for anything that you any big pivot that you plan or that you are, well, you don't plan pivots, but any pivot that comes your way. Last but not least, you asked me for three things. That was probably like 42. I don't know, but. The last thing that you asked was for the third thing. For me, it would be, no matter how big the pivot may seem, just remind yourself it is nothing more than a shift in balance and a redirect of power. That's it. Doesn't matter if it's a tiny one or what you feel is like the movement of the earth under your feet. It's nothing but a shift in your balance and a shift in your power. And that's You've got control over that. And I like to remind people that where your eyes go, your eyes and your thoughts go, then the rest is going to follow. And if you look ahead, that's the direction you're going to go. If you look back, the odds of you falling backwards are pretty high.
I absolutely love that. And you're the first person to say, like, plan for the fall. And it's
Heck
true
yeah!
because it, especially for the younger generations, even my generation, I'm between the millennials and the X. I'm like that in between group, and
Yeah.
everyone gets a trophy for
Oh my
participation,
God.
and everyone is afraid to fail. And but it's all part of life. If you don't learn early on, I love how you put that up front, like that's the first thing you do, then you don't know how to handle it when it does come your way. So thank you so much for sharing. That's so powerful.
You are so welcome, and come
Yeah.
take my handstand workshop.
Oh my goodness. I have a couple extra pounds on me. I don't know about that. I took a pole dancing class a couple years ago, and the lady said, "All right, let's get you up on the pole swinging upside down." And I said, "Honey, I don't think that's going to end good for either one of us." And she just looked at me, and I was like, "No, we're good." Pole dancing is amazing. It's a great workout too. I loved
I
it.
bet.
So I wanted to ask you, so with the McCoy feud, did that story for your family's history play a part in your mentality at all growing up and starting your own company?
I'm going to say yes, absolutely. I grew up being assured beyond a shadow of a doubt that our family was better than that other family. There was no question. We were far superior. And so, you know, and it's funny to look back on it and laugh about it, but it's there was a deep, deep sense of confidence that was instilled in us. Our family is very close. Our family is, I talk about rooted. I mean, we're very rooted to the land, to each other. And all of that, plus just an overarching sense of my family instilling in all of us one phrase, it's, you're awesome. You know, that is something that absolutely definitely has served to propel me forward. And absolutely not a perfect bunch of people, you know, good Lord, definitely not that. But at the very core, a very deeply connected, I don't know, believe, my family believes in each other. Just to the nth degree, my family believes in the power of each other. And that has been like jet fuel for me throughout my life. And I think everybody should have some of that. And there's plenty of that to go around, I think. So, hey, listen to this. So the McCoy thing, I don't know if you knew about this. A lot of people, it got a lot of national attention in the news. And I think it was like 2007 or 2008, something like that. There was a big news push about some research that had been done on on the McCoy family DNA. And
I did not know this.
Okay, yeah. So not a great thing for me. I remember I just got blown up with calls and messages and stuff when that came out, and it was all about how there had been research done, and it was determined that family has hair trigger rage. So that was an inconvenient truth. And they were saying that it was determined that it was basically in the DNA that those people would like fight until the death.
What?
Anyway,
yeah, the rigorous truth, right? Oh my
yeah,
goodness.
there's a tidbit for you. I don't know what to do with that, but anyway.
So, what is on the horizon for you?
What's on the horizon for me is to give as much opportunity to the people around me as I possibly can give, and I feel there is enough success in the world for everybody on multiple levels, and I feel really, really blessed that I'm in a position to hire people, to give people a shot when other people wouldn't give them a shot, to try out somebody new or different on a project that they may think they're not qualified for, but I believe differently. I love helping to lift up other people and helping to see them realize that they can do some really awesome stuff. And I think a lot of it comes from being a mom and being the support for seeing others rise up and realize their potential. And I don't feel like in my career there hasn't been a lot of that. I wasn't subjected to a lot of that. It was much more competitive. It was much more, you know, climbing over each other. And I feel really joyful about the opportunity to keep moving forward and giving other people opportunities when they come my way. And I just feel good about that. So that's on the horizon for me. And then other stuff that's on the horizon for me, I'm growing my yoga teaching practice, and I'm excited about that. And I'm growing some really killer flowers in my flower garden. So life is great.
That is awesome. And then maybe a pole dancing workshop.
Come on,
too.
Yes. Yes. I second that idea. Yeah.
Where can my listeners follow you on social media?
Find me on Instagram. My handle is at Buffy McCoy Kelly. And you'll see lots of things about yoga and lots of things about
the beautiful flower garden.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been a spectacular interview. Thank you for just being you.
Ah, I'm scared, but okay. This is what I've got to deal with. This is me, so that's what you got.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Embrace the Pivot. I hope all of you are embracing your pivots. If you have any questions or want to connect on social media, you can find me at robinson@embracethepivot.org or on Instagram at @embracethepivot. Have a great week. You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram at @embracethepivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.